We have come to a place called Siddha Bokul. This is a place of Haridas Thakur. 500 years ago, Haridas Thakur, he came here to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he came here, Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, you must have some place, quiet place to stay. Quiet, secluded place to do your bhajan." So this was a garden. And Lord Chaitanya, it's quite near the temple. When we walk from here, it'll be 5 minutes to the temple. Lord Chaitanya asked Kashi Mishra, he's the head pujari for Jagannath Temple. He said, "You have some land, can you give some bagicha, some garden for Haridas to do his bhajan?" So then he gave this area. This tree is called, it's a bokul tree. Bokul is a very beautiful flower. It's a very small flower. It's about as big as a 10 paisa coin. Remember those coins? Looks like an American dime.
Yeah.
10 cent dime. 10 paisa coin. The same size as the 10 cent coin in America. So that flower is about this big, and it radiates. The petals radiate in 360 degrees. And they're very, very fragrant. Both sides of the pathway in ISKCON Mayapur are lined with bokul trees. You know bokul? Beautiful. Even when it dries out, it's still so fragrant. So this was a normal tree, and then it was growing quite regularly. Usually bokul trees grow very, very straight. And if you look at this tree, it's anything but
straight. Yeah.
Straight. A little bit this way. Look at this. Go this way, and then this way, and then this way. Right, left, right, left, right, left. And then to the left, and to the right. It's more like snake tree. Looks like a snake tree going here and there. So this tree was very shady. It was a nice shade tree. And Haridas Thakur would sit under this tree. There were no buildings here. There was no cement here. There was no temple. That temple we came to, it was 5 years ago. It was built about 8 years ago. This temple was meant to commemorate the bhajan stali. But the bhajan stali is under this tree, actually. And you can imagine 500 years ago, there was only earth here, earth, flowers, plants, banana trees, no buildings, nothing. So now the devotees live here, the saints live here and do puja and seva, and they beg for the mercy of Haridas Thakur. Oh, excuse me, actually, I'm just recalling the story. What happened was that when Haridas Thakur came here, there was no shade trees here. It was only an open garden. And he didn't care, because devotees are absorbed in their bhajan, so they don't really care about anything, sun or rain or heat or light or anything, because they depend on Krishna. So he sat down in the garden. Lord Chaitanya said, "This is a very nice garden. From here, if you look to the north," now it's all buildings, "if you look to the north, you can see the chakra, the Mandir chakra, Jagannath Mandir." And by seeing that chakra, because Haridas Thakur was Muslim janam, so he didn't have any adhikar to enter the temple, Hindus only. Although he became converted, and he became the Namacharya of the Holy Name, as you know, Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, Ki Jai. So Mahaprabhu said, "You stay here, and you look in the northern direction, and you see the chakra and the mandir, then you pay dandabats. And when you pay dandabats, because the chakra is called Tadiyanam Samarchanam. The Lord is worshipable. We worship the form of the Lord. And Tadiya means those things related to the Lord. The Lord's cloth, the Lord's asan, the Lord's bamshi or bansuri, everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. The Lord's devotees, the bhaktas, Vishnu bhaktas are worshipable. We worship Guru, we worship Vaishnava. So it's called samacharam. Sa means all or equal. Acharan, to worship them. Tadiyanam samacharam. So there's four symbols of Vishnu. What are the four symbols?
Padma,
lotus, gada, club, shank, conch shell, and chakra. So whenever you see a Vishnu mandir, what do you see on top of a Vishnu mandir?
Chakra.
Whenever you see a Shiva mandir, what do you see on top of it?
Trishur.
Whenever you see, what other kind of mandirs, you see something else. You ever see a king's mandir, you see the king's flag on the top. So Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You see that chakra, you take darshan on the chakra every morning, offer dandavat, sastang pranams. And that is the same as offering pranams to Jagannath. You'll get the same ashirvad, the same sukriti, benefit everything. Because the chakra is related, it's connected. In fact, in the spiritual world, all of these symbols have personified form. A chakra is like a yantra, it's a machine, a chakra. But in the spiritual world, a chakra is a human being. His name is Sudarshan. That's his name. Like you have a name, like there's some pandas that live here in Puri, their name is Sudarshan Mahapatra. Sudarshan Mahapatra. He's one of the pujaris in the temple, and he has a film studio called Goldie Photos. And he's the official Jagannath photographer. So if you ever want to get a picture of Jagannath, it comes from him. Or if you've seen, it comes from Goldie Studios. Sudarshan Mahapatra. I know him. He's quite a flashy pujari. He wears about 5 lakhs worth of gold chains. He's quite flashy. At any rate, so Sudarshan is a personal name, and Sudarshan has a form. He's a Vishnu. He has a rupam like Vishnu. But when he travels with Vishnu, then he changes his form and becomes a chakra. So Haridas is doing his bhajan. He's looking towards the temple. He's meditating on Jagannath. He's meditating on Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And there's no shade tree. There's no trees here at all. He didn't care. Atmaram. He doesn't need anything. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came one day and he said, "Oh, my devotee has no, their sun is beating on his head. He has no shelter, no shade." So Bhagavan is known as Bhaktavatsalya. Bhaktavatsal. He's very vatsal, affectionate towards his devotee. He loves his devotee. He cares for him. He maintains him. Ananyas chintiyantumam yejana pariyupashate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. Krishna maintains the devotees. He preserves what you have and he carries what you lack. If you need something to serve him, he'll give it. If you have something good which you can offer to Krishna, he'll keep it with you and enhance it, make it even better. If you know how to speak, then you start speaking for Krishna, then you become a really good speaker. You become an orator. So, this is the Lord's love. This is love. Love, we want to see our beloved happy. So Mahaprabhu came here one day and said, "Oh, Haridas is doing his bhajan, but he's, there's perspiration, you know, pasina on his forehead. But he's oblivious. He's Atmaram. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." And then 64 rounds, and then 128 rounds, then 192 rounds. It was taking him at that level of accomplishment. You can chant 192 rounds in about 12 to 14 hours. 16 rounds an hour. There's many, many sadhus are chanting 3 lakhs a day. Many, many. Hundreds of sadhus, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. 4 minutes, 1 round. 16 rounds in an hour. So you can imagine, in 10 hours, that's 160 rounds, right? So 192. And we take 10 hours to chant 16 rounds. 16 malas, sola mala takes sola ganta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, what's for lunch, you know? What's on the TV, what's the newspaper, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Mahaprabhu went back to the temple, and the next day when he was taking prasadam, they served this Jagannath Mahaprasad, and they gave him one toothpick. You know toothpick? One small piece of wood. So then Lord Chaitanya saw this toothpick, and he said, "Ah, yes." And he came here one day, because every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here to Siddhabokul, to visit Haridas Thakur. And the yogi and the lion, and the yogis are trying for thousands and thousands of years through Ashtanga Yoga, through Asan, Pranayam, Dhyanam, Dhruva Anusmriti, Samadhi, for thousands, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 years of meditation. They're trying to get one glimpse of the lotus feet of the Paramatma. One glimpse. Because it's called Aroha Panta. Aroha Panta means the path of ascension. Ascension. By my power, I will realize God. But the devotees, they're humble. They say, "I have no power. I am powerless. I have no power. It's only by mercy." So now Haridas Thakur is simply chanting, and every day he's getting, for 18 years, he's getting Sakshat Darshan of Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan, not only Paramatma. Paramatma is only an Amsha. He's an Amsha of Swayam Bhagavan. The yogis are trying to see only a portion, Paramatma, God in the heart, who's only an expansion from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme. He's like the Pradhan Mantri. And these other forms of Godhead, they're like Minister of Railroads, Minister of Education. They're like MPs. Or they're like CM, small time. So every day, Swayam Bhagavan, Radha Krishna Yugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined in one form. He's every day coming giving darshan to Haridas Thakur. Just see the love. Every single day. And all he did was chant Hare Krishna. No pranayam, no asan, no shirasan, this asan, no dhruvana smriti dhyanam. And not eating one chickpea. Yogis can only eat one chickpea a day. They can't eat bariya bhog, chapan bhog, mahaprasad, kheer, sweet rice, pakora, rasgulla, misti dohi. Impossible. Yoga marg is tyagi marg, vairagya marg. Little plain roti, no ghee. Roti and maybe some shak. Some wild green sabji. That's it, boss, hogya. But every day, Haridas Thakur was getting Jagannath Mahaprasad. Ladu, kachori, kheer, sabji, raita, sweet rice. Lord Chaitanya not only is giving his darshan, but he was bringing Mahaprasad. He arranged it, actually. Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant, bought a tiffin every day for Haridas. He didn't have to do anything. So I'm saying, Krishna says in Gita, in 7th chapter, 24th verse, he says, Ananyas Chintiyantamam. I carry whatever you need, I give it to you. So he stayed there and chanted Hare Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya was feeling compassionate. Oh, he has no sun. He has so much sunshine in his head. So he bought this toothpick. And he came here and said, Haridas, I'm going to plant a tree for you. This is Jagannath's toothpick. Not an ordinary toothpick. It looks ordinary to the eye, but it's Jagannath's toothpick. It's Tadiyanam. It's transcendental. It has all Shakti, all power of God is in this toothpick. So he put the toothpick in the ground, and from the toothpick came this tree. That's why this tree is called Siddha. Siddha means perfect, transcendental. This tree was planted by the Supreme Gardener, the Gardener of Devotion, who's planting the bija of devotion in everyone's heart, the Bhakti Lata Bija. Gauranga Mahaprabhu planted this toothpick here, and it grew into this beautiful tree. Now it was growing very straight and very luxurious during Haridas' time, and he was sitting under here, a nice and cool, a nice and beautiful flowers would fall all around him. There was like a chaturvyuha of flowers all around him. He was surrounded by Bakul flowers. And as they would fall on the ground and he saw them falling, he would say, oh, Jagannath, please accept this flower. And he would make a mental offering of these flowers, these Bakul flowers. And then all the flowers would be Mahaprasad. And he'd be smelling all this beautiful Bakul smell. I mean, one or two flowers smells wonderful. Imagine this tree was producing thousands of flowers. So really intoxicating fragrance. So after Haridas Thakur left this world, he left before Lord Chaitanya. That we'll tell that pastime at his samadhi tomorrow, maybe. And then sometime afterwards, after he left this world, Jagannath left, after Haridas Thakur left, then the king of Puri, many sadhus have come to do bhajan here because they feel that this is a kalpavriksha tree. This tree will fulfill all your desires. So people tie pieces of their dhoti or sari or whatever, pieces of cloth around here, and say, and they offer their sankalpa, or they sometimes offer their bangles. They offer their bangles around here. And they say, oh, Siddha Bakul, please bless me with a good husband or a good wife or good marks in school. Or please bless me with Krishna Prem or whatever. So there's really a lot of things hanging here and there everywhere. Because they figure this tree is planted by God. And then God's pure devotee, Haridas Thakur, did bhajan here for so many years, 18 years. This tree has heard, not only was it's the Mahaprasad from Jagannath's toothpick, but then it's planted by Radharani. Jagannath is Krishna, and Mahaprabhu is Radharani. So it's Jagannath's toothpick, and Radharani's, you know, it's like Jagannath gave the seed. The seed is the toothpick. So Krishna gave the seed, and Radharani's the gardener. And the earth is the field of surrender. So then the toothpick was planted here, and then it grew up. So in all these ways, it's a real kalpa vriksha. Vriksha means tree, and kalpa means desire. Your dream, your kalpana. Your kalpana. What is your dream? What is your desire? I want to be a movie star. I want to be a movie star. Hopefully it's a little more transcendental. You can worship Durga for that stuff, which you already did. So this tree, the perfection we want is Prem Siddhi. Prem Siddhi, the perfection of love, love of God, pure love of God. Prem Siddhi, not Yoga Siddhi. Yogic powers, I can walk on water, fly in the sky. We flew in the sky already, right? A couple of thousand rupees, you fly in the sky with an airplane. And for 25 paisa, you hop in a boat and go across the water. Why you have to go do yoga, walk on the water, and fly in the sky? You just fly in an airplane comfortably. So this tree is, this will fulfill all desires. So afterwards, when the king was making the Rathyatra cart for Jagannath, then he was looking around, because the king has the mandate. He has the power to cut any tree for Jagannath's Rathyatra cart. So he came here, and this Siddhabokul tree was totally straight. You ever see Bokul? It doesn't go at all like this. You see in Mayapur. Who's been to Mayapur? Yes, you've seen those trees? On the road, the main road coming in, it's the driveway, the main road coming into the temple, on the temple property. The driveway of the temple, both sides, it's got Bokul trees. And they're straight, ekdam straight, like a pine tree. Straight, like an arrow. Right? And this tree was like that during Haridas Thakur's time. And shortly after he left, and some other sadhus were doing bhajan here, then the king's men came and said, "Oh, this tree is very straight and quite stout. We're going to come tomorrow morning and we're going to cut this tree. We're going to cut this tree and use it for Jagannath's Rathyatra cart." So this is the privilege and right of the king, because the king is serving Jagannath. Every tree belongs to Jagannath. These are his trees, these are God's trees. And it's his cart, his Rath cart, so he has proprietary rights over every tree everywhere. So then the sadhu was doing bhajan here. He's thinking, "Oh my God, this is the Siddhastali. This is the Siddhastali of Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya of the Gaudiya of the Mahamantra. He's the Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya carried his body with his own hands, and personally, God put his body in samadhi. That's big. And when God puts your body in samadhi, that's not a small thing. And then these guys are going to cut it down, it's going to disappear, and this Leela Stali will disappear, this Bhajan Stali will disappear, and the memory of Haridas will disappear, and this is terrible. All these buildings have only sprung up around here because of this tree. If this tree wasn't here, no one would come here. Nobody comes here to see any of these buildings. We don't really care. I came here in 77, there was only this tree here, and that temple in the back. The temple there. This wall wasn't here either, it was just that temple. But from there, all the way to the street, there's nothing here but sand. All this is new. Every single thing here is new. This temple we went to, this is only 10 years old, 8 years old, right here. That's 8 years old. And nothing to do with Haridas Thakur. This is everything, this tree. This is an amazing thing. Jagannath's toothpick. That alone is made. How do you make a dead piece of tree? How do you make a tree? That alone, everyone asks about miracles. Jesus did miracles. He put his hand on somebody's head and they got free from a cold. Or whatever, leprosy or something. So did you ever read anything about Jesus planting a toothpick? Try it, go home. Chaitanya, when you go back to Prince Colony, take one of your old toothpicks, put it in the ground, see if you get a tree. I don't think so. So now this king was going to come the next day and cut the place down, or the tree down. So when that sadhu was doing bhajan in this place, he was praying, "Oh Haridas Thakur, this tree is Siddha Bokul, but you're also Siddha. You're a Siddha saint. You're a direct darshan of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. You're also Siddha Mahatma. So you're in the spiritual world, but you're not limited. Because a saint's power is never limited by time or place. Wherever the saint is, if you think of the saint, you get the saint's power. Whether you're in Delhi, he's in Vrindavan, or he's in Switzerland, like Gopal Krishna, you don't know where he is. You have to get a global satellite to find out where he is, because he's here today, in Russia today, and Paris tomorrow. But wherever they are, they can give blessings and ashirvad to their shishya, if we remember them and surrender. So he was praying, "Oh Haridas, Haridas, please do something, this place which is so anukul and favorable for all the devotees is going to become wiped out." So then he went to sleep, and then that night, in the middle of the night, this tree exploded. The Bokul tree went like this. Exploded in half, just like this. And it was no longer straight. And there, if you look there, this is the original tree right there. That's the original tree that was going, you have to show your cameras. Maybe you come over here, you can see better. This is the original tree. And this is just a branch coming up here, we're hanging on. It just exploded. You see how this exploded right here, see? And then then it went down in the ground, and then this branch came up and went all over the place. Pretty amazing, huh? So then when the king's men came the next day, and the king's men said, "What the hell happened to this tree? You blew it up last night? Some terrorist came? Some terrorist came and blew up this tree? What happened to this tree?" Now here's another miracle. When a tree blows up like that, how does it continue living? Because the energy of a tree comes from the core, the middle part. And the thing blew up in half, you see? This is the original tree. This tree is 500 years old, right behind this Murti of Haridas. And that's the old one. It's just like totally blown apart. This is all new. You used to be able to go there and embrace it. Yeah, this is all no more touching. You know? People would break off a piece, you know. So we'll do Parikrama, this tree, and also Haridas' Murti four times. Haridas Thakur ki
jai!
Sitabokul ki
jai!